adventures of Jungle Jim. Last week, Jungle Jim disguised himself as a native and with Kolu went to the gates of the old lamasery. There he discovered that travelers were no longer made welcome, for the famous old Buddhist sanctuary had fallen into the hands of the Silent One. He also saw the old head monk mistreated and attempted to rescue him. But before he could act, the great iron gates were closed, and he and Kolu were forced to flee for their lives. Meanwhile, somewhere in the hills nearby, Connie and Bob McGuire searched for the lamasery or some other landmark that would give them their bearings. Further to the south, O.P. Watts decided to start into the hills at once in an attempt to find both Jim and Lil and his daughter and her husband. The thrilling adventures of Jungle Jim are pictured each Sunday in the Comic Weekly, the world's greatest pictorial supplement of humor and adventure. The Comic Weekly, each page printed in full color, is distributed everywhere as an integral part of your Hearst Sunday newspaper. And now we continue our story. Unaware that they are wandering into a trap set by the notorious Maharaja of Ybor, Bob and Connie McGuire continue on their search for the jewels of the Genghis Khan.
Now, according to this map, Connie, we must first locate an old lamasery or Buddhist monastery. The jewel cache is 3 miles north of that.
But, Bob, do you think we should go on? I can't seem to forget what that old monk said just before he died.
That was nothing, Connie. The old monk was just rambling. He was out of his head.
I don't believe it. He understood you when you asked where the lamasery was. He kept saying, no, no, go south.
But that's just it, Connie. He was raving. I think that he was trying to direct us, but we know that he couldn't have meant south. I'm afraid we're off the track, darling.
I'm frightened, Bob. This country is so wild and desolate.
Come on now, darling, buck up. You know how much this means to us.
I know.
We're perfectly safe. We're disguised as Afghans. Raiding parties don't bother us.
I'm not so sure, Bob. I just can't help feeling that something is wrong. It's, well, as if someone were following and watching.
I know. I've had that feeling, too. It's only because we're alone in a strange country. If there were anyone around, we would have seen him. Come on, now, dear. It's time we were getting our horses and starting on.
Listen. What was that?
Oh, I didn't hear anything.
There's someone following us, Bob. I'm sure of it. There's someone behind that rock. Look.
You're right, Connie. Keep down.
Bob, what are you going to do?
Find out who it is and why he's here. Now, Connie, listen. Keep down to sight and keep talking as if I were here with you. I'm going around that block.
Oh, no, Bob, don't leave me.
I'll be right here behind you, darling. Talk about the lamasery. Go ahead.
All right, I'll try. I think we should go to the lamasery tonight, Bob. We could stay there instead of camping. And the monks will give us a warm dinner.
All right, you. Throw up your hands. I've got you covered.
Bob. Bob, are you all right?
Yes, I'm all right, Connie. There was someone watching us. I found this fellow trying to get a look at us. Who are you, anyway?
He won't talk, Bob.
Well, here's something that'll make him talk.
Oh, no, Bob, don't shoot him.
I'm not going to, not if he talks. All right. I'll give you until I count three to tell me who you are and why you were spying on us. One.
Bob, please.
Two.
You've got to let him go, Bob.
Three.
No!
No, no, don't shoot that.
Yeah, I thought you could talk. Now, who are you?
I am Doc. I was sent into hills to find you.
Who sent you?
Highness, who is master? Let me go, sire.
I'll let you go on one condition, that you tell me who this highness is.
No, he will kill me if I do.
I'll kill you if you don't.
Don't shoot, don't shoot. I will tell. He is Maharaja of Ybor.
The Maharaja of Ybor? Who's that, Bob?
I'm not sure, Connie, but I think that I've heard Father mention that name. It's someone he had trouble with a good many years ago.
Sire, you will let me go now that I have told you?
Wait. One more thing. Where is the old lamasery? Which way?
It is north, sire.
All right. That's all. Now get out of here. And if I catch you following us again, I'll kill you. Do you understand?
Yes, sire.
And tell your master, the Maharaja of Ybor, that the same thing goes for him and any of his men. Now get out.
I go.
Look at him go. We won't have any more trouble with him.
Bob, let's go back to Fort Jamwood. We're being followed. Someone is watching every move that we make.
No, Connie. We're going on. My father outwitted the Maharaja of Ybor once, and I'm going to do it a second time.
A few miles from where Bob and Connie stand watching the disappearing figure of the spying native, Jim and Kolo are pushing their way back toward the spot where they left Shanghai Lil. They have made a wide circle through the hills since leaving the gates of the Lamasery and are approaching Lil's hiding place from a different direction.
We're nearly back to where we left Lil, Kolo. And I don't think that anyone has followed us.
You will go back south now, Quan?
No, Kolo. That's exactly what the Silent One will expect us to do, and all the roads will be guarded. We're staying right here. There's Lil's horse ahead of us. She's here waiting for us.
We will leave ours here, too.
This is as good a place as any. They can't be seen from the road or the Lamasery. I'm going to the top of the hill, Kolo. I want you to go back down by the road and keep watch. If anyone approaches the Lamasery from the south, I want you to come up the hill and let me know.
Yes, have it, Juan.
And Kolo, if Bob and Connie McGuire should come this way, stop them. And be sure and keep out of sight.
Yes, it, Juan.
Lil? Lil? Lil, where are you?
Jim! Is that you?
Yes. Oh, I see you. Keep down, Lil.
Oh, where in the world have you been? I thought you'd never get back.
You see what happened down at the gate?
I saw everything, Jim. You were an awful fool to take a chance like that.
Maybe. But I found out what I wanted to know, Lil. The Lamasery is in the hands of the Silent One.
I suspected that. Who is the old man? I couldn't make him out through the glasses.
I'm not sure, but I think that he was the head monk. He tried to warn me, and the Silent One knocked him down. That's what started all the trouble.
Did the Silent One hear your voice?
Yes, and he recognized me.
Did you find out anything about Bob and Connie McGuire? Are they at the Lamasery?
I don't think so. Lil, I think that the Silent One knows where they are, and that they're headed this way.
What do you mean?
Just this. When Polo and I got down to the gates, there was no one there except the native guard. And while we were talking to him, the gates were suddenly opened, and the Silent One came out with the old monk.
Yes, I could see all that from here.
The Silent One was going to force the old monk to stand there at the gate. Well, don't you get it, Lil?
No.
He wanted him there so that Bob and Connie McGuire would think that everything was all right.
It was a trap.
Exactly, Lil. That's why I left Kolo down by the road. He's going to warn us if anyone approaches from the south. We can keep watching all the other directions from up here. Now, tell me, Lil, what did you see after Kolo and I ran away from the gate? Were we followed?
No, Jim. No one left the Lamasery until nearly an hour after you and Kolo rode away.
You mean that no one followed us? Gosh, I don't like that, Lil. That may mean that we've already been spotted. Well, go ahead.
A few minutes ago, a single native left the Lamasery and went south. And Jim, he was traveling fast.
A messenger, probably. Wait. What's that?
Tuan Jim.
Oh, it's Kolo, Jim. This way, Kolo.
Tuan Jim, I find something down by road.
What is it?
Kolo, see paper blowing. See, it be letter.
Now let me have it.
What is it?
Wait a minute. Lil, this is bad. It's a letter from the Maharaja of Ipoh to his men guarding the pass.
What does it say?
He instructs that all roads to the north be closed. Lil, that means just one thing. We're in for trouble.
A short time after Kolo found the note which he gave to Jungle Jim, a native runner entered the gates of the Lamasery. He was the same one who was surprised by Bob McGuire. He now stands before the Maharaja.
What have you to report, slave?
Highness, the two you expect come. Bob McGuire and his wife are but a few miles away. They are disguised as natives.
You have seen them?
Yes, Highness. They surprised me and threatened to kill unless I directed them to the Lamasery.
What? You talked to them?
They did not know where they were, Highness. They asked that I direct them here.
You say they are not far away?
They will come soon, Highness.
So, at last, it is time to act. You have done well, slave. Come, we will go to the tower where the Silent One watches. Follow me.
Yes, Highness.
Maharaja will not forget the service you have given today, slave. At last, I have the white ones in my power.
They are to be killed, Highness?
No, fool. Alive, they are worth millions. We will hold them for ransom. Yes. Come, we are here.
Highness, I was about to report to you.
What have you seen?
Come, I will show you. City of Rapids. There are two on the hill to the south.
You are right, Silent One. A man and a woman.
The man is Jungle Jim Bradley, the one who was at the gate this morning.
Yes, and the woman?
She is Shanghai Lil, his companion and aide, Highness. They are both dangerous.
So I have heard. They must be removed. If they remain where they are sure to see McGuire and his wife.
They will warn them, Highness. Bradley knows that this lamasery is no longer in the hands of the monk.
Yes, you are right. Slave.
Yes, Highness.
Bring me one of the high-powered rifles. I will show the dogs what it means to oppose the Maharaja of Ibor.
At once. You will kill them, Highness?
It is necessary. Alive, they threaten the success of our plans. You have told me that this Jungle Jim Bradley and Shanghai Lil are but paid employees of the rich American O.P. Watts.
It is true, Highness.
Then they die. The daughter of the American and her husband will supply us with both the map and the means of collecting ransom.
Here is the rifle, Hannah.
Good. It is the one with the telescope sight. Stand aside, Silent One.
You can see them, Hannah?
Yes. The man, Jungle Jim, stands upright. He is a perfect target. Watch, and you will see him fall.
Highness, wait.
What is the matter, fool?
Look, to the west. The two for whom you wait are coming.
Huh?
If you shoot now, they will hear and become suspicious.
What? Let me have the glasses.
Here.
You are right. It is the man McGuire and his wife. Their disguise cannot fool the Maharaja of Ibor.
You dare not fire upon Jungle Jim and his companion now. To do so would drive McGuire and his wife away. And they have the map.
That is a chance we must take. Unless I kill Jungle Jim, he will warn them. And we must have the map.
But if you miss...
The Maharaja never misses.
What has happened to Jungle Jim and Shanghai Lil? Have they been killed? And what of Bob and Connie McGuire? Will they be captured by the Maharaja of Ibor? The adventures you have just heard dramatized will appear in full-color action pictures in the Comic Weekly, the big Comic Weekly distributed with your Hearst Sunday newspaper everywhere. In the world's greatest pictorial supplement of humor and adventure, you will find all the famous characters who live in the world of color pictures. There's the Katzenjammer Kids, Jiggs and Maggie in Bringing Up Father, Barney Google, Toots and Casper, The Little King, Flash Gordon. See all these famous characters in your copy of next Sunday's Comic Weekly. And don't forget our date next week, same time, same station, for a continuation of the adventures of Jungle Jim.